If you're an adventurer, there's one place that you absolutely have to shop.
There is, because there's this place called Modatomic, and they have the gas can hoodie, which when you put it on, it feels like a hug. And if you're a true adventure rider, you know that some days don't go as planned and you need a hug. But not only the gas can hoodie, Modatomic has other things too. Like what, Cappy?
Like beanies, cups, stickers, t-shirts, and probably my favorite dry bag.
That orange dry bag is badass.
It is. Modatomic.com. Link in the description.
So, Chappie, I got a confession to make.
Confess to me.
I've been talking to our buddy from B-Moto, Paco Pete. You know B-Moto, that shop that does really cool stuff like
off-road performance engines and suspensions. They even can Cerakote with ceramic finishes, so the outside is just as strong as the inside.
Which is awesome, and brings me to my confession, Cody Proof Certification. Because Paco Pete told me they're going to take care of my engine and Cody Proof it.
That's something that not too many places can say.
No, definitely not. I would just suggest go over to bmoto.com and check it out. They've got some pictures of what they do.
Boutiche.com. Link in the description of the podcast.
Yes, because it's hard to spell, but they do good work.
Hello and welcome to another episode of This Is Going to Come Out Within an Hour for our patrons.
We like to do this. Living on the edge.
Oh, yes.
I hope when you upload it, it doesn't say, not by the hair of my kitty chin chin.
I made the mistake of playing the song I heard today for Cody.
Yeah, now I won't be able to get it out of my head all night. But you did distract me. You said something about get on adventure ADV. Or something.
Yeah, get on ADV Fest. The California version was this past weekend.
Guess what?
What?
I hear they didn't have any guns at that one. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was a little late to the party. What can I say? It's like Wednesday. Hey, why don't you stop? Wow.
What the hell?
That drummer was like Hollywood. Just kept going.
I see that.
But we both missed the California one. I know you didn't go. I didn't go.
No, I did not. I've got like tons of shit going on.
You're very busy, and it recently snowed here. We're finally getting out of it, but my lordy.
Damn. So you got snow in April?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But it was a little ways from my mind because, you know, we've had discussions where, you know, riding in the very cold weather is not real fun.
No.
On a motorcycle. No.
No, and speaking of April being over, it is, as of recording, it's May 3rd, 2 days before it's supposed to go live on Friday morning.
Yes.
So hopefully this is going to be May 4th
and 5th be with you.
Yes, this is going to be another. Yes, May the 4th and Cinco de Mayo. Ali, 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 ajo.
I think you just swore.
I did?
In some language. I don't know.
Mierda.
Yeah. So the 4th or 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Hopefully you're having some sunny weather and you're out on your bike.
Yes, and hopefully this goes as well as the last non-edited throw it together session.
Yeah, these damn jobs are getting in the way.
So Cody referenced the Get On ADV Fest because we figured that because that kicked off the whole event calendar, I think that was the first one. I know a lot of our listeners do those types of events. I figured we would do an episode on your expectations if you're going for the first time, or even if you're going for a second or a third time, or you know what you may experience and what you're probably going to want to make sure you bring with you.
Yes. My first thing I'm going to say right out is the gas can hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you show up And you've been saying how cool this hoodie is, and everybody at the camp has one, but you didn't bring yours? You feel like a real dick. But seriously, great, great loungewear for inclement weather.
I actually, when I went, and I went in August too, so it's like one of the warmer months of the year, especially here in the Northeast. I literally wore mine every night, like to bed, you know?
So like, yeah,
it kept all the chill out. I want to say the first 2 days it was kind of rainy, drizzly. And then, it kept me warm.
Yeah. So, some layering and, no matter what the weather says, probably bring some rain gear or, like a Kelty tarp to sit under or something, because I mean, the Weather Channel can always say sunny, but it doesn't mean that when you get a bunch of people on motorcycles in one concentrated area that God won't start laughing and throw down the
you road. Know, I kind of wish I had a Kelty twice. First, because when we got there, we had to like separate and go to our separate tents instead of, you know, sitting under the Kelty and talking. Right. And then later in the weekend, it was so sunny and hot that like we wanted some shade, and shade was not readily available because you're usually out in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of trees and stuff like that, unless you're one of the very early ones and you get, you know, the premier camping spots.
Yeah.
So, first thing to expect is you're going to be in a field, and most of these happen near farms. So expect the first day to smell like a lot of cow shit.
There's a lot of bullshit going on at these things. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that too. The bullshit isn't as readily
offensive available
to the nose, though.
Yeah, it can be. Depending on the event, some of them you can have like little fires, or you know, some of them you can't too. So you might want to check that. So if you're planning on like roasting s'mores or hot dogs for dinner or something, you might want to check. And
here comes Jason.
Yeah, sorry about that. Call you back here. But yeah, I've gone to races and planned on cooking like hot dogs or something, showing up late. And they had a no fire rule. Just depends on where and what time of the year. But yeah, so basically just went to bed hungry because I didn't check before. So and a lot of the rallies, they'll have, you know, food trucks. But again, if you show up late, they can go home before you.
Yes. Yeah, they do have a start and an end time. I was expecting a lot of food trucks because of, you know, what I heard from you. And the one that I went to only had like the one food truck. I mean,
the Monopoly truck?
Yeah, no. It was the Thimble.
Oh.
No, it was just one truck. So, I mean, you had your six choices like every day.
That's Frank a little bit of a bummer.
Yeah, Frank and I ended up like going into town for dinners.
And that's the cool thing too. Usually seems like they're located by some kind of cool small town, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of go in and just eat local and do as the locals do, or, you know, there's so many things you can do. You can take test drives. You can, you know, watch people speak. You can go on classes, or you can just go, you know, into the local town. You can do pretty much whatever you want. It's pretty
demo cool. Rides.
Demo rides.
Demo rides are cool too.
Yeah, just make sure you got gas. And I don't mean like refried beans.
Yeah. Yes, if you haven't ridden one yet, I would highly recommend the Harley Pan America. Because Harley basically just throws you the key and says, go for a ride. The rest of them were like guided, but Harley was like, here, take the key. Go have fun.
Yeah. They pretty much just assume that you're going to buy the damn bike.
I tell you, if money was no object, I would own one already. That bike, that was a lot of fun. I mean, the KTM was nice, but hands down, walking away from that, the Harley was definitely the star of the show.
Spoke to you.
It was similar to my bike,
mm-hmm.
but the power and the just the delivery, it just, I mean, it felt like a sport bike at times. I mean, like, oh, unbelievable. Handled very well. I mean, I didn't ride it off road, but you know, the on the road, which is more my thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I would want to take any big bike, severely off road. I mean, BDRs, I think it doesn't matter whether it's a Harley or a BMW or a KTM. I mean, you can get by because they're pretty much, I mean, unless you're doing like the expert sections.
Yeah. And if you're going to do those, just prepare and take some friends.
Yes. definitely wouldn't want to ride any of the big bikes in sand.
No, you don't want to try that, Rodney trick.
No, I didn't like the little bit of sand I did on mine. It just, I'm not a big sand person anyway. I don't like it in the little dirt bikes. I really don't like it in a big bike.
Yeah, heavy things in the sand, not good.
No.
It makes you have to go faster, and then, yeah, when you fall faster, yeah. I mean, sand's nice to fall in if there's no rocks and crap, but other than that, I'll leave sand to the Hollywood. Them Californians, amen. They love that sound.
They can keep it riding at the beach.
Yeah, keep it at the beach. And I don't go on the beach because there's sharks in the water, and we all know I hate sharks. Sharks, lightning, and heights.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't use your lawyer against the shark.
No. Nope.
Yeah, so you're camping. You don't get like your own campsite, so just be forewarned. It's a field, and you may come out of your tent the next morning and have somebody there 5 feet away that wasn't there when you went to bed.
Yes. And sometimes it could be the coolest person you ever met. And sometimes maybe not. But most of the people I've encountered into ADV type stuff, you know, we can all get along.
Right. And hopefully you're not a sleep in type of person because the rides start at like early. 7 in the morning. And people start firing up their bikes around 6.
Yep. So that is true.
If you're a light sleeper and you like to sleep in, you might want to get a hotel near the event or find a campground near the event.
Yes, that is an option too.
Because not everybody's bike is quiet either.
No. Nope. Some people cut the mufflers off, all sorts of crazy stuff.
So just be prepared for that. It didn't bother me any because I was pretty much up and just like waiting for everybody else to kind of get up.
And yeah.
I started hearing people firing up their bikes.
I recall kind of, I think when I went, it was a little chilly in the morning. So I'm a late riser just naturally, but for some reason when I camp,
late downer.
Yep. But when I camp, you know, I'll get up the crack. Late setter upper. That's why I've got night vision now.
Wait a minute.
Night vision goggles so I can record and set up in the dark this year.
I thought your wife's name was Amber.
Yeah, it is. There it is.
So who are you bringing with you when you go camping all the time?
Well, it just depends.
Well, if you're waking up at the crack of dawn every morning.
Well, that's your middle name, so. But I was waiting for it to warm up a little bit. if I recall, because, you know, 5 degrees can be a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
So, but yeah, people get up early and, you know, you're there to have fun. So, but yeah, if you traveled the day before and got in late and you're real tired, yeah. Possibly yes. Look at setting up way away from everybody else or a hotel or put some earplugs in, whatever you got to do.
Yeah. And if you're a person that gets
drink miserable, a little extra.
If you're a person that gets miserable, if you've been without a shower for 24 hours,
too bad. I took a shower at the rally. It was a shit show. They had these shower things, curtains. They were like round.
Uh-huh.
So I get in the shower, not in the shower, but 2 minutes, and this soap comes under the freaking thing. Some guy's like, I dropped my soap over there. I'm like, oh my freaking God. You're not pulling that joke, right?
No, really, I lost my soap.
Kicked this soap. And then the wind hadn't blown all day, blew my tarp thing up of the shower. I just turned around. Hi. I mean, at that point, what do? You just got to run with it. But it, I mean, it was, you know, it was hot during the day. So when I was showering, it was hot, but the water was cold. But it was nice to get out of the heat, because like you said, a lot of times you're in an open field or there's not a lot of shade. And if it's 90 degrees or whatever, you can fry up pretty good. Yep. I remember drinking a lot of water.
Yes.
So hydrate, take friends, and try something new, I would say.
Absolutely.
It's always cool to watch guest speakers if they have them too. I got to see Greg and Jess. That was cool.
Yeah.
You got to meet a famous KTM guy.
I did. And I got to spend some time, short amount of time with Tim from BDR, Tim James. Yeah. I got to talk to Wendy for a little bit, Wendy Nasons. And I actually took a class and Wendy was my teacher.
That is so cool.
It was cool. Yeah, so I got to take the BMW class. It was free. It's a lot. Yeah, and they had a nice little course set up there. I mean, I would love to go down to the Performance Center and take the actual class. I think that would be great. Not this year.
Not this year?
No. We've already entered our pre-mortgage qualification stuff and no big expenditures, we were told.
Oh, so, no big expenditure. No new bike for you this year.
No.
I know you're averaging one a year here, but you got to slow down, buddy. Slow down.
I didn't buy one in 22.
Oh.
So.
Well, those years all kind of run together.
I did buy a car.
You did, yeah. You did buy a car, so.
I kind of had to.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to.
But yeah, and then with the whole thing, I just told Cody before we came online. I don't know if I mentioned it so far in the podcast, but our landlord has received an offer, but that offer would require the wife and I to move within 45 days. So that would be a big expenditure, because usually if we have to find another apartment, it's first, last security.
Yeah.
So.
Plus a whole bunch of time and.
Yes.
I mean, there's the money, the time, the headache.
Right. And finding something, because there's not a whole lot out there right now.
Well. So. Why don't you just run down to like Texas and jump across the line and then walk back and see if they give you some benefits.
I wish it was that easy.
Maybe you'll be a lucky one and get flown to
Alaska.
Alaska, or where was it they sent him? Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. That's where all the snobby people in Massachusetts.
Yeah, that'd be like sending me there. I mean, oh, that was just rude. I still say that I'm the motherfucker that snuck into the BMW club and they didn't know I was coming in. They didn't want me in. But I'm in.
Yeah, you're the guy, and everybody looks around and goes, who the fuck let this guy in?
Yeah. Why is it? There's no way he's got a beer. Yeah. Blame it on the wife.
Blame it on the wife. Yeah, the wife didn't even know. What the hell?
What the
Still
hell?
Still get a kick out of that.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. Didn't even notice I'm on a different bike.
She didn't even notice your daughter's car was in the driveway either.
No.
And she came home after. See how I've been married
so long? Because she overlooked some things.
A few things.
Thank God. Thank God. What else would you say? I think I did not fully immerse myself and find out, like, there was a bunch of giveaways and a bunch of, like, discounts and stuff with different vendors or raffles, et cetera.
Yeah, take your time. I didn't know that. Yeah, take your time to walk around and look at all the vendors. I was able to pick up Rever, a free one-year pro subscription.
That's cool. I love Rever.
So I got a year of Rever for free just by being at the event. It does cost money to get into these events. They have to pay for, you know, the land usage, the permits, the insurance and everything. So your money is not, I mean, what you pay, that they're not really making a whole lot of money on the event itself, but the people showing up, their thing is, like Tour Tech is getting
getting the word
exposure.
Out.
Yeah, they're getting the exposure.
Yeah, be careful. Like I said, sometimes the wind blows. Exposure can be random.
But it was definitely worth it. I mean, I had a blast. I would like to go again this year. But
that was last year was your first time and my first time going to an event like that, right?
Right.
Yeah, I was pleasantly, very pleasantly surprised.
I have been to Americade in Lake George. It's different. The Tour Tech one was a lot different. It was based towards adventure motorcycles. The Americade is more into travel, like your baggers, cross-country traveling, touring. I guess touring.
Is that one, you camp at that one too, or is it just like a one day event, or how's that?
There's no camping like at the event, but there's camping in the town.
Okay.
Lake George, New York has a lot of camping. It's a mile long lake or something like that. And it's a tourist area all year round anyway. But basically what they do is they take a small area around near one of the old forts. And they have vendors and dealer demos and stuff like that. But it's based around touring.
Did you get to shoot any cannons from the forts?
No.
No? Dang it.
No. No. I mean, is it Fort Ticonderoga? Fun. I think is up there.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Achoo. Bless you.
Achoo. Achoo
machoo. So yeah, there's different types of events, but that's cool. You can camp nearby, right? I think the next, I could be wrong, but I think the next Get On ADV, at least on my radar, is the one in Black Hills, South Dakota.
Yes, which I was planning on attending before this whole
crap.
Yeah. Kind of screwed things up. I want to say that one is in July.
Yeah.
I need to look it up now.
As terrible as it is, I haven't even made any plans for this year. Got so sick of my plans not coming through, I just quit making them. But Paco Pete is all over me. Says I need to come back to the rally.
To the rally.
It's quite a commitment.
Let's see.
It was fun.
4 full days.
But I don't know. I don't know if I can support Washington State anymore.
Why?
They're taking all the guns away.
I can't take them all away.
I know they think they can, but they're idiots.
I don't see any date.
I mean, Washington is a beautiful state. I cannot deny it. It is gorgeous.
Black Hills, South Dakota, July 20th through the 23rd.
Black Hills, South Dakota, not so beautiful, I can say, because I got stuck there with Don't You Know Hotel. It wasn't beautiful. It was deserty, what I remember of South Dakota.
You got stuck in...
Well, I was going to go see the town, the Old West town there. But I had a U-Haul. Yeah. I had a U-Haul box truck with a 27-foot camper pulled behind. And I didn't know if it was like just like a one-way street. Like I didn't know if I went down there, if I'd be able to turn around or like if I was screwed. So plus, I mean, it was terrible. That thing ate so much gas.
Mm.
I just needed to get home before the credit card quit going through. Every time I pulled up to get gas, I was like, please. Dear Jesus,
work,
please.
Please work. Please, please work.
Baby Jesus, wrapped and swaddled up in your manger, please. Please let this remote don't gas station know. Not check my credit.
You know, that was like the beginning of our...
Whole debacle.
No, I was going to say that was in the very beginning of our podcast that you went through that. Oh, and it seems like so long ago.
It does seem so long ago, but I am so glad it's back in the rear view.
It's in the rear view.
I mean, I still panic every time I jump in that truck right now. Knock on wood, it's rocking and rolling now, but man, I've never been so far from home in such a cold place in the middle of nowhere, and I had no way out. It was just like purgatory.
Thank God that the trailer freaking
thank
kept
God,
it warm.
Yeah, thank God Johnny bought one with a nice heater in it.
Yeah, and thank God that you like had your camping shit with you too.
Yeah, I almost didn't take it because I was literally going to hook up and drive right back. But yeah, there's a reason that Cuddy takes his sleeping bag and tent everywhere he goes. You never know when you could be homeless. That's true.
That's funny. Homeless.
Homeless.
You weren't homeless. You were just far from home.
Yeah, far from home. Yeah. Very far away. Don't you know?
Don't you know hotel?
I thought they said A. I thought they said A, and they said no, hoser. It's don't you know in Minnesota. A is Canada.
It is.
Speaking of don't you know, in that song, Five Finger Death Punch, you know, I just saw the other day, poor Ivan Moody, the singer, had like 3 hernias he had to get operated on. I didn't know you could get like 3 different hernias, 3 levels of a hernia. I don't know. Anyway, it sounded terrible. I think they were going to tour with Metallica, but they had to cancel the first.
I think his guitar is too heavy. Or he needs to sit down when he goes pee, so he doesn't have to lift that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I used to do. And then I say, God damn, that water's cold. Yeah, right. Let's see. What else should you take and not forget? You know, you got your tent, your gear.
Chargers, yeah, like expandable battery packs, you know, your backups. There is unless you're on the bike, There's really not, I mean, there wasn't for me anyway, anywhere to really plug in, so.
Nope. Me neither. Yeah. Yeah, you might want to take your Tusk battery jumper, too. I don't know how I know that, but yes, yes, I did find that out the first day.
Yeah, don't you know somebody that has a habit of, like, charging stuff on their bike when it's not running?
Yeah. Yeah, Tim told me it would be okay, but he lied. Tim also had a 1200. I don't know if their batteries are better than my 800 battery, but that thing sucks. If it's chilly in the morning, it's not going to start.
Really?
Yeah, so I probably need to look at the battery and get the proper kind.
Mm.
I can't remember. Lithium doesn't like the cold, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I don't get it. People going with all these newfangled. I mean, everybody's got battery tenders on their stuff. It's like, why?
Yeah, I did too, but I couldn't afford to pay the tender.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Haha.
Mm-hmm.
Like the babysitter. They don't come back the next time if you don't pay them. So.
Right. They don't accept favors.
No. So I think probably a GPS unit, whether it be your phone or whatever's on the bike, because a lot of them will give you
tracks. Yep.
Tracks. Yeah. That you can upload or download or.
Are they GPX tracks?
Yeah. GPX. So, and if it is your first time, maybe look up how to do that. Luckily, I had done it before I went, but there was quite a few people trying to, you know, and there's plenty of people to help you out, but it's just one extra thing to do.
Yeah.
You're having fun.
Usually you have to sign up for rides.
Yeah. Also, look for the official luggage of Throttled Adventures, Moscow Moto. Maybe they'll be doing another Dusty Lizard.
They are. You didn't see it?
Well, I saw they had one in California.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to have another one.
I'm hoping they come back to Utah. They were in Utah last year, and it was awesome. That was so fun. But this year, I'm not riding with my bike loaded. Sorry, Pete. Might have been a good advertisement, but... this time, I'm bringing the two-stroke, so I can really keep up with you. Well, he told me he was going to be on a 1090, and I pulled up, and he was on a 500. That's a big difference. 1090 and 500. Big difference.
Big difference.
And he's an animal. Animal. Yes. But, yeah, you got Get On ADV. You got the Toratex.
East and West.
East and West. What else? There's...
Moscow does the Dirty Lizards.
Moscow has
Dusty
some.
Lizard.
We went through these last year.
Yeah, I mean, you've got your traditional ones. You've got Daytona, which is gone. You've got the bike rally in Charlotte. Not Charlotte. South Carolina.
South Carolina.
What the hell is that?
Dirty Wheels. I can't remember. We went through them last year, but
yeah, there's
from what I've heard, Myrtle Beach. Get On
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. Hey, Myrtle.
Yep. They have
Myrtle dies in The Walking Dead. If you haven't got that far, then you're not watching it.
Yeah. There's Laconia up in New Hampshire. It's a Harley one. You've got Sturgis. You've got Amanda's got the Rocky Mountain Roll.
Yeah, Rocky Mountain Roll.
Are you going to that this year?
No, not sure.
No,
I don't have a ticket, so I don't think so. I mean, Paco Pete told her like in January that I was going, but he didn't tell me that. So,
yeah, I think she sold out already.
Yeah, she sold out. Which is kind of a bummer because the whole East West Coast crew seems, I think Oliver and Paco and them are all going, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
So, hi, Amanda. Sorry, we'll get there someday.
Yeah. Giant Loop has a rally.
Yes, Giant Loop. That's the other one. That's the one Critter came down for last year.
Giant Loop rally. I mean, there's quite a few rallies out there.
Yeah, and I mean, if you can't hit a rally, there's 10, 11, 12 BDRs, I think. I know there's at least 11.
12.
Wow.
Well, the NEBDR was 10, right?
Yeah, yeah.
11 was Wyoming, and 12 is Oregon, which was just released.
Oregon. You can have that BDR.
Why?
I've already been to Oregon. I didn't have fun.
But that wasn't the BDR.
It was not the BDR. Yeah. It was some guru trying to brainwash me and Tim or something. It was terrible. Beautiful country, though. I thought it was really cool to see, like, the mossy trees, how the moss grows. Just something I hadn't ever noticed, you know? Reminded me of, like, a Predator movie or something in the jungle, I don't know.
Oh. Like, from the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's where they filmed it.
I don't know.
It's close enough to Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Speaking of Hollywood.
Yeah.
When you hear this, you need to, like, get in touch with us.
Yeah. I talked to him yesterday. He showed me a picture of his freaking podcaster set up. I said, nice. Well, let's get the fuck to it. He said, well, I'm ready. I said, yeah. Last time you told me that, I didn't hear from you for 4 weeks, buddy. He said, wait a minute. Who's counting?
Oh, that's funny.
I said, well, if it's me, it's probably wrong. So, but yeah, I'm getting excited. I've had like 3 weeks of my sciatic nerve pinched. It's been terrible. So I'm starting to feel better. The weather's looking better. I'm looking for a motorcycle ride soon.
Yeah, I hope to do something soon.
Even if it's freaking to the Walmart and back, I don't care. Just give me some time on the bike, man.
Right.
Make sure I can still balance it and all that. It's been like 6 months, I swear. Rip, flip, Cheeto. Stay tuned.
Can you see the colors?
Yeah, how come the Cheeto is blue?
It's red, white, and blue.
Oh, okay. Oh, there we go. The top one looked white when you had it at that angle. I love it. Red, white, and blue, baby.
Yeah. All righty. I can't think of anything else. I mean, I would make sure you bring a coffee cup with you. They have coffee.
Yeah, maybe a stein. They had kegs at the one I went to.
They did run out of coffee cups, like 3 days into the thing. So, like, thankfully, we got a cup
with your swag,
a swag bag. So,
yeah, don't forget your swag bag. There's some cool shit in them.
Yeah, there was a tin one. Yes, I just went through my swag bag the other day and found out, hey, I got a t-shirt.
Yeah, if I got one of those, Squatch has probably already found it.
But,
yeah, I don't know. I just say, wrap it up and go. I mean, you can go alone. You'll meet people there. You can go with friends. That's cool too. It's kind of just one size fits all type of thing, really. As long as you bring a decent attitude, you're going to have a great time, I think.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Getting to ride all the different bikes was fun. I think that was probably the most fun, but hanging out with Frank was fun too. I mean, that was, you know, he was a lot of fun to hang out with. It's very funny.
I'm glad you got to do that. That's cool.
It's very smart. He has a lot of knowledge crammed into that brain of his. Very knowledgeable about things. He has a very elegant way of telling somebody that they're fucked up.
What?
It's just,
I don't think I've heard this story.
I mean, I saw it. It was just, I don't think the guy he was talking to, there's just this.
You don't think he caught on?
No. But just the questions that he asked, and just to me, it was like, I had a hard time not laughing.
Anyway.
Yeah. Very smart guy. Yeah,
He seems cool. I'm glad you got to, to meet up with him. It's always cool to make new friends and share the experience, you know?
But
even when Paco Pete invites Tinder people to your camp, it's still fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, the heart, I mean, Franco, if he's listening, will remember the Harley guy that, you know, went to the KTM tent and was like, it's not a KTM. KTM's like the best. He was going on and on. So I forget exactly how Frank did it, but he just started asking him questions that just made the guy sound even more fucked up. it was like he led him right down. He led him right down the path.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know, if the path's that easy, you probably ought to stop and take a look around, make sure you're going the right way.
No, he had blinders on. He didn't realize it.
Well,
Frank let him hang himself.
Thanks for joining us.
This
is the unedited, raw, in your face.
Yeah, it's 9:08.
Last minute. It'll be before midnight.
On Patreon, probably about 9:20.
We're just gonna have to start a fire session on all these. 2 minutes to midnight.
No. Alrighty. Don't forget, use the discount code ThrottledADV over at Mototomic
and MotoCamp Nerd, and you can try it over at Moscow Moto, but it won't help you.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
We're working on it. But yes, you can save by using that discount code at MotoCamp Nerd. He has all the camping supplies you could want for your
all the dingleberries and Husqvarnas and all the stuff.
Oh boy!
I mean, if you need to sleep in it, sleep on it, eat off of it, drink out of it, he's got it all over there at that nerd place.
Yeah, and over at Mototomic, you can get the aforementioned gas can hoodie that will keep you warm. There's t-shirts, hats, dry bags.
Disclaimer, don't put gas in the hoodie just because it's called a gas can hoodie. I had a terrible thought last time we were talking about it. And I just want to put that out there. Do not put gas. I mean, it will. It's
just fluffy. A catchy name.
Yeah. It's because it makes you go fast. When you put that hoodie on, you ride faster and better. It's true.
Yes. Don't forget, if you're looking for luggage, tank bags, they've got, I think, 5 different iterations now. Head on over to Moscow Moto. They have...
They have some cool backpacks.
Yes. It's severely tested. I mean, they put their stuff through the ringer.
They do. I'm still trying to apply for a job. He doesn't know it yet, Pete.
Yes. Their equipment is designed by the adventure motorcyclist for the adventure motorcyclist. So when you buy their stuff and you're getting quality stuff, and they stand behind their products
better than most.
So,
and don't forget, if you need some upgrades to your current motorcycle,
yes,
hit the West Coast over there, B Moto.
Yes,
Boutique.
Regardless of where you are, I'm in Massachusetts, and I sent my stuff out there.
Yeah, I was in Utah, and I sent mine out there.
Pete posted some pictures up in Discord of my rim that they're working on.
Ooh, I got to go check that out.
Before and after. They haven't put the spokes in it yet, but like the before, he started to clean it, and then they got Pete sitting there with the grinder cutting all the spokes off.
They let the janitor do it?
They had the janitor do it.
Paul, what were you thinking? Paul was standing there with a fire extinguisher.
It's the cleaning part.
Yeah, that's true. He is
the janitor was cleaning it.
I'll never forget that. Signs at the janitor. That was
funny shit.
Oh, there's so many cool people out there. It's so fun getting to know all of you.
Absolutely. Well,
that's a damn wrap. That way, Chappie can go to bed. I can go eat some dinner. And next week, we'll try and get it done before the last minute before midnight.
Yes. We'll try. It's been difficult lately.
Yes. It's the calm before the storm or the storm before the calm. I'm not sure. It's hard to say.
I think it's the storm before the calm.
But what happens when the big bad wolf comes, Chappie?
Little pig, let me in.